There we go. Well, we're going to go on and get our call started this morning, and it's on each and every morning. We want to open with a word of prayer, and we're going to go out to our prayer general this morning. Minister Amber, if you would open us up with a word of prayer this morning.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Okay, amen. We're just going to go before the Father. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we honor you for another day that you have made. God, we will rejoice and be glad in it. And God, as we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, God, we know that all things will be added unto us. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we rise early to declare your lordship. We thank you for your blood covering, God. And God, let our prayers meet you this morning. And we command the morning to open its ears to us and hear our cries. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let conception take place, that prayers will rain and be dispatched upon the earth, Father God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, right now for all that you have done, covering us, Father God, in the night hours, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for just keeping us, having health and strength, activities of our limbs, food, clothing, transportation, Father God. God, we thank you that the portals of heaven are already open. God, we look for your rhema word that will come down, Father God, and meet us where we need to be met, God. God, we thank you that we are strategically lined up with the ladder that touches the third heavens and sits on the earth. And God, we know that angels are descending and ascending according to the words that we speak. And so we bind and loose everything that's not of you, and we loose everything that is of you, Father God. So God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we loose revelation, knowledge, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, relationship, finances, and resources that has been demonically blocked, Father God, and they're being bind up according to your word. Now, God, we thank you for the anointed vessel, the apostle that you have sent to speak your apostolic and prophetic word. Use him for your glory. Let rivers of living water and let the power of the Holy Ghost by baptism of fire come down as never before. God, we receive your word as we humble ourselves, Father God, that we would be not just hearers, but doers of your word. God, now we draw the bloodline between us and the enemy, God, and we block every diabolical assignment. We veto and cancel his every assignment and his court holds and reverse it and send it back to the senders where it had came from, to dry places. God, we thank you. We honor you, Jesus. God, we know that you have already in this place, because you say when two or three of us are gathered, not only that you are in the midst, God, whatever we ask, it will be done. So your manifestations of your glory is already here. Your presence is conducive to what we will receive on today. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Truly, the heavens have been cleared and cleaned out this morning with that powerful anointed prayer. We thank God for you, Prayer General, for the power and the anointing that flows through you. It sets us up to hear that sanctified word from the throne room this morning. Again, we appreciate you. Well, we're going to have just a few announcements because we want the man of God to have plenty of time this morning to minister God's word to all of us on the line today. We always want to invite and encourage each and every one of you to visit our website. We have a website that has an archive, a list, a true buffet spread of all the many anointed, strategic, prophetic messages that have gone forth since our beginning. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there you will find a list of all the messages. And feel free, please, to email us and our email for prayer requests, for suggestions, comments. We love to hear from our Master's Call family. When we went to look up the Master's Call, which God gave us, somebody had beat us to it, but that's okay. We go on and add the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. So you can email us at the Master's Morning Call podcast@gmail.com and take advantage. And please pass on to others links of the many awesome messages on our website. And we always encourage our artist family to go to your back office and look and see all the many promotions that are going on. We just started a points promotion, I think, yesterday, so please go back and read all about it, where we can get different garments for different points value. They're always doing different promotions. We always want to remind you about upcoming ATC training, our artist training courses, as they go across the country. We're excited that on April 9th and 10th, our team will literally be in the UK. So please keep them in prayer as they travel over to the United Kingdom and have their meeting there with the theme to rewind, restart, and renew. And many of the Platinums and our home office training team will be traveling across the waters to really fortify and motivate and bring in new people to our artist family in the United Kingdom. And we have some of our Platinums on the line faithfully every morning when we come to Houston, Texas on April 16th. The ATC training will be in Houston, Texas. We're literally, there'll be 9 Platinums in the house, and we're so honored that some of them are part of our Master's Call family. And to register for that event, well, you need to go to www.atchouston.eventbrite, and Eventbrite is spelled B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com. They will not be selling tickets at the door. So we want to be proactive and not procrastinators, and be proactive and make sure if you're anywhere in the vicinity, many of us will be coming down from Dallas to that ATC training in Houston on April 16th. So please avail yourself to all that is going on in our artist family. Some of you who are on the line are not part of the artist family. We encourage you to take a look at our great company, to give us a call from our numbers on our Master's Call website, because we'd love to have you a part of the family. We know people have come into Artists International because of these inspirational calls, and we do welcome you. Now we want to get ready for our speaker, who always blesses us and brings a powerful rhema word to us each and every Tuesday. And he's part of a powerful team, a God-ordained couple, and we always love to have his other half bring him forward and properly introduce him. So at this time, I'm going to ask Dr. J to come and introduce our anointed and appointed mouthpiece for this morning. Dr. J, the floor is yours.
Good morning to you, and good morning to you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, as well as to all of you that are on this call this morning, the Master's Morning Call family. It is an absolute privilege and a high honor for me again this morning to get the privilege to introduce the man of God that will be the minister of the gospel this morning. He hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi, via Hartford, Wisconsin, where we have no snow this morning, Dr. P.K. I just thought I'd let you know that. And I just honor the Lord for the absolute privilege that it is that he is, first of all, my husband. He is the father of our children, a man of integrity, one of honor, as well as a man of truth. And he is a senior pastor of Berean Family Worship Center. He is an apostle in this Midwest region, and he is an author and my very best friend this morning. And I want to introduce to some of you and bring you warm kingdom greetings from Hartford, Wisconsin, on the north side of town, none other than Dr. Walter Henderson III. Pastor, are you on the line this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
God bless you, sir.
Good morning to you, sweetheart. Good morning. Good morning to you, Dr. Vernazza, also Dr. P.K., this artist family. God bless you.
And I want you to speak up, Dr. Henderson, just a little bit. I need to see you come across a little bit more on the board.
All right. I'll do my very best.
That's it right there. That's
it.
Good.
All right. We're good to go then. Just good morning to each of you. It's a blessing to be here again with you on a Tuesday morning. Let's go right into the Word of God. Praise God. I want to ask you a question this morning, and that question is, what's hindering you? what's hindering you. John 14 and 30 said, hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and he has nothing in me. This is Jesus speaking. And again, let me read it to you. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and he has nothing in me. Jesus was about to enter into the final stage of the work that the Father had assigned to him, that he may complete the task that God had given to him. Jesus knew that he would be challenged by Satan, because Jesus knew Satan's M.O. He needed to know his method of operation. I wonder if you do. If we are ignorant of Satan's devices or his M.O., many times we can be at a great disadvantage. 2 Corinthians 2 and 11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices, which indicates to me that if we are ignorant of his devices, ignorant of how he works, then we can be placed at a disadvantage. And so I want to talk about what's hindering you from your promotion this morning, from your breakthrough that you need right now to complete what the Spirit of God is prompting you to do. At every one of us, because God is a God who loves increase, amen, even when we're doing good, he prunes us, according to John, so that we can produce more fruit. And for many people, they have gotten to a certain place and just can't seem to get over the hump, get very close and just seems to get over the hump. I want to bring something to you that maybe the enemy is using against you. Before all of our great promotions or breakthroughs, you're going to have to pass a test. Satan had tested Jesus before in his ministry. So Jesus knew that Satan was coming. He said, I know he's coming, but I'm not concerned. He doesn't have anything in me. And Jesus knew because he had been tested before. At the very beginning, if you remember, and Jesus was tested by Satan. Now, Matthew 3:16 says this, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. The 17th verse says, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, we see something here, first of all, that Jesus now is being initiated into his ministry. He has to call on his life all along. He knew who he was. He had found himself in Scripture. He knew what God was to do in his life. But now there is a time for him to go forth. And whenever there is a time for you and I to go forth into what God has given us, what he has been showing us, what the commercials he's been running in our mind, you need to know that there's going to be a test. The Bible says in 4:1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He was driven, another translation say, into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was led there so he could be tempted or tried or tested by the devil. And it said, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a-hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And so now we see that Jesus has an open heaven over him. The Holy Spirit has descended upon him. In fact, Luke in 4:1 said that Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost after he was returning from Jordan. And now he's driven by the Spirit, and Satan has come to test Jesus. And he wanted to see if he had any means that he could control Jesus. And that's what Satan will come for you and I. He comes to poke and to probe and to see if there's any area that he has control or can manipulate and control us and hinder us from what we are to do. Satan started with his number one method, his trump card, if you will. He challenged Jesus' identity. If you be the Son of God. Now, you have to be reminded here that as of yet, Jesus had not done any works or there hadn't been any manifestation of the call of God on his life. Jesus had nothing naturally speaking to certify his credentials. Satan wanted Jesus to rely upon his natural. And if he could hold Jesus in the natural realm, he could control him. But Jesus was not ignorant of his devices. Jesus wanted to hold Satan in the spiritual realm, and therefore Jesus could control him. Jesus didn't depend upon his works. He didn't depend upon his title. He didn't depend upon what people called him. He didn't depend upon what he had done, because at this point he hadn't done anything. He just had a word from God. And so Jesus depended upon God's word. Luke 14 and 4 said that Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. After he defeated Satan, he returned in the power of the Spirit. It's interesting. He went into the wilderness full of the Holy Ghost. He returned in the power. Once you pass your test, there is a grace. There is an increase of grace upon your life. There is an increase of anointing to do what you have to do. But you must pass your test. He returned in the power of the Spirit. Thank God. Look at this. He hadn't even done anything. Not one miracle. Not one healing had happened. But he believed God. He stood on God's word. Satan will come to test your identity. If you be, then this ought to be. If you be, you should be able to do this, if you be. And so Satan knows that he has to get inside of our head. And that's what he works very diligent to do, to get in your head and to get in my head. Now, I'm not talking about natural promotions. I'm not talking about what you can do on your own. I'm talking about what God has given you is so much greater that you cannot accomplish it without God. God won't give you something you can do because you don't need him. God will give you something that's so huge, that is so large, that if you don't have God, you can never get it done. He comes and puts super up on your natural. And then when he does that, that you may accomplish, and God wants to build it so great that you will not be able to complete it in your lifetime. Your children have to complete it, and your children's children will have to pick up the mantle. Praise God forevermore. And so it's going to be important that Satan wants to come to test you, and he will come to see if he have anything within you. Praise God. So now, let's look at this again. At this scripture, but I want to read it from the Amplified, John 14:30, our scripture text. It says, I will not talk with you much more, for the prince, the evil genius ruler of the world is coming, and he has no claim on me. He has nothing in common with me. There is nothing in me that belongs to him, and he has no power over me. Thus, Satan has something in you that belongs to him. What do I mean by that? I mean that there's something that every time you get so close to moving to your promotion, he can pull his ace card on you. He has that thing in you that he can control, that thing that has dominated you. He owns you in that realm. He owns you in that area. And so whenever you are moving ahead, he pulls that thing. He manipulates that thing. And so that you don't have confidence that God's going to hear your prayer, that you don't have confidence to move ahead. You can't see yourself in that area. You can't see yourself doing that huge thing. Why? Because he owns that area in your life. And you need to understand that that's what Satan's going to do. He's going to let you run a while. But when you're getting close, when it comes time for this last final to get that promotion, he's going to come and he's going to pull that card up on you. He's going to come and manipulate that thing on you. And so that's what he does. That's his MO. That's the way he operates. And you need to, and I need to today, to look, is there anything in me that he owns? Jesus said, he's coming, but I'm not concerned. Because there's nothing in me that belongs to him. He has no hold on me. Now, I'm not meaning that there's areas sometimes that we don't quite come up to what God wants us to do. We just repent. We turn away from it. But if this thing is dominating our life, there's a problem. Because we were not made to be dominated by anything but God. And Satan will use this thing. Does he have anything that he owns? Does he have anything in you that belongs to him? Because you need to repent. You need to today fall upon God and say, God, I am a child of the Most High God, and I will not let nothing in my life dominate me but the Spirit of the living God. I will let nothing own me but Christ. To him I belong. And so this is going to be important because Satan will come to pull that thing upon you and upon me. Whenever you and I come to the final test, Satan is going to do whatever he can to find something that belongs to him. And what that is that we must be delivered from every stronghold because there's a script written in our mind, and it's called a stronghold. And Satan used that stronghold. He used that reasoning. He used that argument in our mind to control and to manipulate us. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5, and I'm reading from the Amplified, said, "For though we walk, live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and the destruction of stronghold. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasoning and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. What hinders us is whatever you see in your mind manifests itself in time." And so Satan sets about, there's scripts that has happened to us when we were children. There's things people said to us. There's hurt and pains in us. There's things that happen to us that hinder us. Our thinking is not quite right in that particular area. The script is all wrong and needs to be rewritten. And God wants today to pull down that stronghold. God wants to, what he has declared by you, that would be so true, it's the only thing you can see. There's no doubt in your mind that you'll fulfill this destiny and the destination. The commercial he has run is already yours. You've taken authority, even though you haven't seen one bit of manifestation of it. It belongs to me, devil, and you'd have nothing in me. Bring your test, because I've given it all over to God. And the script has been rewritten in my mind because I see myself as God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. And I no longer will you hinder me from fulfilling the full promotion, the full breakthrough that God has for me. Now, how do we get that done? Very quickly. Romans 12 and 2, you know the scripture, but let's revisit it just for a moment. "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now, God said, "I've born you again. Your spirit is incorruptible. It cannot sin. But there is a glitch because in your soul, in your mind, it's not lining up with your spirit. Your soul is an intermediary. It's there to perform what the spirit says. But when it's out of alignment, then the body will do only what the mind tells it to do, it being a slave. So I need your spirit, soul, and mind lined up. I need what your mind to be in line, your soul to be in line with your spirit. So when you got born again, your mind didn't. Now we have to renew it. I want to create a metamorphosis. You go in as a caterpillar, but you come out as a butterfly. You don't come out looking what you was when you went in. You're totally different. And when this word pulled down all of those strongholds and established in your mind what I said, your spirit, your soul, and therefore your body being a servant will come under the authority of that word. And now I will preserve your spirit, soul, and body until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Question. Is there anything in you that Satan owns? Has he been eating your lunch every time you come to the promotion thing? He's eating your lunch. Well, today you need to write him a pink ticket and tell him, "Today I'm keeping my lunch. I'm keeping my money. I'm evicting you. Today you are gone because I'm bringing this thing to the Lord. And I'm laying it and I'm saying, no longer, Father. Jesus died for my freedom. He came to mend my brokenhearted. I've been scarred. I've been misused. I've had men to misuse me. I had my parents to say the wrong thing. I've had somebody, and it has hindered. The script in my mind is wrong. But today, I'm setting to get it correct. I pray God's blessing upon you. And I declare and decree, this day no longer will you be hindered. Your breakthrough is imminent." God bless you. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
What a word, what a word, what a word from the throne room of God. Thank you so much, man of God. That's a question every one of us must ask. What's hindering you? And I tell you, the man of God, he spread the buffet table and fed us the word that we all must get unhindered through renewing our minds so that we can line up and free our spirits to walk on the word. Thank you so much, man of God, for that powerful, powerful word of God like you bring to us each and every week. We're so honored you're part of the Master's Call family. At this time, we're going to ask Minister Candy from Chicago to come and to pray over the prayer requests that we've had to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. One of the mandates of this master's call is considered an honor and a privilege to be prayer warriors for each and every one of you. So, Miss Candy, would you come at this time and lead us in prayer?
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Okay, great. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that you are a good God. You are a holy God, and there is no other like you. You and you alone are worthy of our praise. Lord, teach us to be imitators of you, walking in love, in truth, in light, and in wisdom. We thank you for this master's call, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor Henderson, who always brings us a message that empowers us, enhances us, and encourages us. Father, we ask that you continue to bless him, increase him more and more in his ministry and his family. Father, we thank you for your word, which tells us that in your name we can cast out devils. We shall speak with new tongues. We shall take up serpents. And if we drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt us. Father God, you gave us the authority to use your name, the name of Jesus. And you said, that which I bind on earth is bound in heaven, and that which I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world. I bind and cast down spiritual wickedness in high places and render them harmless and ineffective against those on our prayer list and those on this call. I speak to growths and tumors and all infirmities and command them to leave your people. You have no right to dwell in the body of Christ. I loose the healing blood of Jesus to flow through every vein and every cell. Lord, I call upon your word to manifest in the body of every person on our prayer list, causing growth to disappear and all diseases to be gone. I make a demand on the bones, joints, and hearts, and blood, and organs, and tissues, and emotional disturbances to line up with the word of God and function properly in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over this ministry and every person who joins the Master's Morning Call. Your anointing is working in, on, and through us to accomplish your will, and you will be glorified in all that we do. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us power to get wealth so that your covenant is established. Thank you for supplying all of our need according to your riches and glory by Jesus Christ. Father, I decree by faith that the grace of God is now ministering to every person covered by this prayer. Father, send laborers across their path. Confirm that you have heard our cries, and now is their time of deliverance and restoration. Thank you for your love, your healing touch that makes us whole. We pray these and all prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa. Pastor Vanessa, are you there?
Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for those powerful words of prayer. We so appreciate you sealing the word of God in prayer and covering the prayer requests that have gone forth this morning. We always, each and every one of us on this line, we remember the word in Luke 18:1 that said we all ought to pray. So we want you to remember one another in prayer and the prayer request that went out Friday, and just to, and you're going in and you're coming out, to always lift one another up in prayer. So thank you so much, Minister Candy, for that time of prayer. And wow, that powerful word of God. We have a lot to chew on today. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. We so appreciate you and esteem the God in you. Such a powerful couple and purpose, Dr. Walter and Dr. Jay Henderson, power couple that are a part of our Master's Call family. We thank you so much. And, of course, our prayer general for opening up the call. And each and every one of you on the line this morning who've come on the line to receive a word from the Lord, the presence of the Lord is truly with us this day. So we encourage each and every one of you on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself, Dr. Vanessa, we thank God for you. and you being a part of the vision that God has given us and a part of the Master's Call family. And as we say each and every call, to now go out and you yourself be submitted to the call that the Master has on your life, the specific assignment and the specific destiny he has as you submit to the call to be his hands extended, the minister in the marketplace. We love you. We esteem the God in you. Have a very blessed day. And as we conclude this call, for those who are part of our prayer team, we want you to hold on the line. It is Tuesday. But for everyone else, we do call this the benediction and go out and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.